bitches. What the fuck is up?
Well, I think we're going to find out any second now.
Oh, hell yeah, we are, because we're hot.
Now let's listen to the theme song.
It's so good.
Chrissy and Craig. Chrissy and Craig. Chrissy and Craig. Chrissy and Craig. Chrissy and Craig.
Chrissy and
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How you doing? Nice little iced coffee there?
Need all the iced coffee I could get right now.
Yeah, understandable. I know. I have the iced tea going as well.
Okay, iced tea.
Come through, iced tea. I found that the hot tea, while it's more effective in the caffeine distribution, is somehow it was bothering my throat recently, which is strange because tea is supposed to help it, but who knows these days?
Who knows these days?
Exactly.
I'm so all over the place today. I like got up and my manager, I've been trying to post this one. Dear TikTok, why do you hate me? I've been trying to post this one video that I'm getting paid for. It's just like a sound.
Yeah.
And I was doing like literally a makeup tutorial, and I was wearing like a little top that like doesn't show, like have like sleeves or whatever. Like, or yeah. It's just a, what's it called?
Tube top?
Tube top. I was wearing a tube top, doing it, whatever, lip syncing the song, doing my makeup. And I've been trying to post it the past day. Tell me why TikTok is literally being every single middle school teacher and being like, your shoulders are showing, like go to the principal's office. Like,
that's insane.
They will not let me post the video. And I was like, it has to be because my shoulders are showing. Like, there's right. No other. So it's just like, so I just had to redo that so quick before we got in here.
Yeah.
Then I was like, oh, fuck, I need a coffee. I got up so late, which is just very on brand for me.
Well, just as on brand for me that we agreed to tape earlier. And I was like, that's great. And then I'm like, I have till noon. No. Noon your time, which still is a 2-hour time difference. No matter what day it is, still a 2-hour time difference. One day.
It's
I'll remember.
So funny how you and I will be like, okay, oh, let me close my window really fast.
Sure.
Shut up. Okay, we'll be like, oh yeah. we'll be like, yeah, let's record at like 2. And then I'll always be like, so 2:30? And then you'll be like, okay, 3.
Yeah, I'll be like, oh, 2:30 is perfect, actually, because I was about to text you. And then today was amazing, too, because we were literally texting each other at the same time.
Wait, and that's so funny.
I know. It happened the other day, too. It's a good sign. It's a good thing.
Look at us. We think of each other at the same time. It's like
exactly. Exactly. So all this organizational stuff that other people might have, down pat, doesn't really, we don't need it. We don't need it.
Yeah. We don't need it. What's organization? As you can tell by all the things on my desk, that it's only the top of the desk you can see. It goes farther back. I'm very organized.
There's the deeper collection.
It's horrible. It's quite bad. Like, I'm embarrassed. Usually I like shove stuff before we like film, but then I was so late and I was like, oh fuck, here we go.
Well, that's okay. Look, I can see that you're well hydrated. That's important.
Yeah. Yeah. Always well hydrated.
I have my water right here. And then my two vapes, because what if one runs out?
So true. What if one runs out? Oh, now when I move that, you can see more.
Oh, that's right. Ooh, it's a reveal is what that is. So I see, is that a hair care product? The black bottle?
We got, what do we have here? It's the Morphe setting spray. It's,
yeah.
Put a little on. We got a beauty blender here, some blush, eyebrow pencil thing. We got it. It's all my makeup that's on this desk. Deodorant, got to smell good.
Exactly. Smelling good, looking good. It's what it's all about.
Right?
And how was your Easter week? We're recording this in the week of Easter, because we're very religious, as anyone listening probably knows. We're devout. I think that's the right word. And, I felt lucky that we were able to contact each other in between our long stretches of time at the mega churches.
Yeah, I was obviously at church all day, not on Twitter and TikTok talking about how the disciples were probably gay.
One of my favorite, I screen grabbed that and I just sent it to a friend. Well, I can't remember the exact wording now, but the Judas and Jesus probably kissed, I think.
Oh, yeah. And Instagram. I said Judas and Jesus probably kissed. And then like an hour later on my Instagram story, I went, Judas and Jesus had sex.
That's right. You were just warming people up for the full truth. Because sometimes people need a little bit of a warm-up. Like,
they had an hour to let that sink in. And then I really went, boom.
Right. You had to drop the truth bomb. And then the little thing about do you think maybe one of the disciples was a little, you know, which is one of my favorite things.
Thank you. Yeah, I think so though. Like I obviously a devout Christian here. Was it something about didn't Jesus kiss Judas or something? And or like Jesus always referred to like Peter as like the disciple he loved. Like, come on, guys. They wrote books about each other. Like, we
read between the lines. I mean,
read between
you know,
the lines.
Yeah.
Come
this
on
is a much more obscure time. They had to be very vague.
Yeah. And they saw Jesus as so holy. Like, they were probably like, fuck.
The worship. Oh, and he was so toned according to all the pictures that we see.
Jesus was probably gay, and that's awesome. I hope he was.
But he never married, right?
No.
Mm.
I don't think so.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Mm. I don't know much.
Right. Well, because we're so devout in our worship that it's sort of with the facts and figures sort of just drift past us, and it's just about blind trust in whatever they tell us.
Exactly. I mean, it's not like when I was, you know, in middle school and forced to go to church, I was thinking about girls kissing, you know, while sitting in church.
Of course not.
They talked about how we're going to hell.
I remember being at this really, really long church ceremony, possibly in Canada. Anyway, the location doesn't matter. But it was so long and so dull. I just imagined a Grease-style musical number breaking out. That was the thing that was sort of getting me through the monotony of the situation.
Yeah, I would watch like movies in my head.
Anything other
than
pay attention.
Or I'd be sitting there and be like, exactly. I'd be sitting there like, what did that guy just say?
And sometimes, too, the sound systems aren't terrific. So there's a speaker at the end of this very echoey place, which churches are, and it's just kind of like, blah, 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 blah. And then somehow everyone else seems to know all the cues. They know when their line's coming in. They know when they're supposed to do the amen or whatever it is they say.
Yeah.
The worst is when they recite those certain things. They're kind of like, I don't know what the fuck those are, the Psalms or something. I'm sure And then like everyone seems to know the lyrics to the song. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, I went to this church that was like, oh, we're cool and woke. Obviously, it was full of just like Republican white people, but they're like, no, we're cool. We play electric guitar. Like, nah, guys, we wear jeans to church.
It's chill, man.
You're
it's
still
chill.
Going to hell if you're gay, but we wear jeans to church.
And we say bro, and like there's skateboards and stuff like that. Yeah.
Dude, yeah. After we do this, like we all play dodgeball. Like we're not just going to try and only hit the gay kid this time. So.
No. It's like a cool game. It's about the Lord wants us to experience what it's like to like work together as a team because it's all about a team.
Exactly.
So on and so forth. Yeah. The whole like hip for kids churches are so gross. I don't know what's worse.
I don't either. They're just so weird. They're like, yeah, it's literally like, oh, we're different. We wear jeans. We wear t-shirts to church. But like, they're still like saying the same horrible, horrible things. And like, still doing those like stupid mission trips where they're like, we're helping. But really, they're just like taking pictures with all these like poor children who really need help. And they're like posting on Instagram, like, this was the best day of my life. Like, I learned so much from going here. When they literally just exploited these kids for like a few likes.
And then the words like humbling. It was humbling.
Oh my God. Yes. It's like, girl, not the mission trip girls. I know what they look like.
The mission trip girl sounds like a horror film.
It does. It's, oh my gosh. It's that like weird, like savior complex that they have when it's like, you didn't, y'all just like went into this space, didn't respect it at all, like try and learn anything about them and shoved your religion probably down these people's throats where they were like, hi, we need help. I don't care about that.
Or, right. You know, thank you for the fruit roll-ups, but we need a little bit more.
Yeah. My God. Church is an interesting thing. I really piss off Christian TikTok.
Apparently, yeah. You continue to. You thrive at that. You excel. You're thriving in other ways, in every way, but you excel at tripping their wires. And good for you.
Thank you. It's been an interesting run. The amount of comments I get that's like, do not disrespect my religion, like all this stuff. And it's like, girly, you've been disrespecting me my whole life. Like, let me pick some fun. Like, come on. You cannot. I also think I tweeted about this, but I was like, Christians, like, they get so defensive. And just even in my one-on-one conversations with them, like, not even online, like, obviously online I'm picking fun, but I have had like conversations where I've been like, okay, why? Like, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And like, you know, kind of brought up the hypocrisies of the Bible and the church and everything. And they always are like, well, not all Christians are like that. And then proceed to not answer any of my questions about why. And then like, well, we're not all homophobic. It's like, okay, but X, Y, and Z. And then they get so defensive. It's like, why are you so defensive? It's making it sound like to me that you are pretty homophobic, or you don't have the answer to that. And so you're not really questioning your belief or questioning your church. Like,
well, people get upset, you know, when someone on your team, a bunch of them are a skunk and you don't want to admit it. Right. So
yeah,
that's part of it. Cause to, appropriately say this is bad, there's a lot of bad stuff going on, all that stuff, it would mean that you'd have to examine your relationship with this organization. And a lot of people don't want to do that with anything, really, but particularly with religion, because it is
exactly
an all-consuming like aspect or container for their identity a lot of times.
That's really true. It's kind of like their whole personality comes out through that. It's just so interesting. It's like, why? If you're going to say you're not all like that, it kind of is like not all men at this. Sounds like the
well,
same argument. It's like,
yeah,
it's just like, if you're not going to, yeah, if you're not going to explain why or look at your religion and be like, that's fucked up, like, et cetera. I don't know. Like, how can you're not really an ally or on other people's team? I feel like if you can't do that, if you just want to say like you yourself aren't homophobic, aren't whatever, that's awesome. But like, do you still go to church where they're reading all those like passages about how every gay person's going to hell? It's like, come on. I don't know. It's just, it's super intriguing to me.
There's also a whole lot of an interpretation with that text and all of the polls of the tenets rather of the whole religion. And a lot of them, the interpretation is then used to persecute certain people.
Yeah.
And that seems to be the point. Also, a lot of people use the text to interpret it to then mean you should give us your money, like, you know, all of the televangelists. Jim and Tammy Faye Baker are the best example of that. The Jim Baker is just a complete lowlife. Lately, in the last 2 years, especially the last year, he's just been selling garbage to people online. And he has some infomercial thing. And last year, he was trying to sell colloidal silver as a cure for COVID-19. Pat Robertson's another scumbag, but Jim and Tammy Faye are kind of interesting because, you know, they had a theme park at one point, which I actually was at because my family visited some relatives in South Carolina, and there was no like things for kids to do. There was no like Six Flags at the time. And the thing that was there was Heritage USA, which was a huge housing complex as well as a theme park. And all of it was paid for by donations solicited from Jim and Tammy Faye Baker's TV show, which was called the 700 Club. And they had a satellite network. And then, of course, later on, Jim Baker was found guilty of tremendous fraud and tax evasion and also sexual assault with Jessica Hahn. I can't remember if it was proved or unproved, but like, you know, you hear Jessica Hahn's story and you know the answer. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yes. Jesus. Oh, God. Christianity. This everything is so... It's just there to put more like... I don't even know what the way, it's just the most confusing thing. It's like it's lasted so long and it's just some this weird power trip people have, just thinking they're all so holy and like, but then they pick and choose what's a sin and what's not. It's like, isn't it like in the Old Testament or whatever, it's like you can't like eat fish or something, and then also like they say stuff about how you can't wear two different like types of clothing, like cotton and like whatever else.
Yeah,
like it's just like all these random ass sins in the Bible, and they don't like, now they don't acknowledge those when it's like those are in there too, and you do that every single day. They like pick and choose what
they want.
But
those aren't the same. That's not the same as this one though.
Like no, it's not the same. Like, come on. They just pick and choose what works for them so they can have this whole like power trip of like, oh, I'm so godly. Oh, I'm going to heaven and you're going to hell.
Well, people love that, right? People love any kind of shortcut to superiority.
Mm-hmm. It is a shortcut.
It is. Yeah. Especially when it doesn't require any kind of work on your own part. You just say, I'm with them. And I said the stuff that they said. And I go to the meeting every week. So.
Right. Know. It's just so fucking weird to me. They just think they're so holy when, like, they go home and they're probably cheating on their wives and, like, you know, doing all this, like, fucked up shit. But they're like, oh, I go to church every Sunday, so I'm going straight to heaven.
Well, and there's that whole, he is who with, what is it? He who is without sin, as I stumble over that, he who is without sin, cast the first stone, or let he, or I don't know, scramble those words up. They're supposed to make sense in some way. But basically the principle of that, okay, well, you can't really judge others unless you're completely spot free, which no one is. And I think that at the heart of, let's say, the good Christians or the, I don't know what the terminology would be, but in the philosophy itself, there's, you know, good things. Like, for instance, if Jesus's words were true, his beliefs or what he said to people about acceptance and tolerance and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But those things tend to get forgotten by the folks who really embrace it and squeeze the Bible like it's a teddy bear.
Yeah, that's so true. I feel like the main message of whoever Jesus was, like, wasn't this twisted how it is now. It's like, I feel like at the baseline, like, love and acceptance, like, that's beautiful. That's what our world needs to run the right way. But nobody wants it to run the right way because they want all these weird power dynamics. And so they just instill all these fear tactics into every single person. You don't even have to go to church to know, like, who's going to hell or what, you know, like.
Well, that's why it's so great with the Lil Nas X thing, flipping it around and blowing their minds like, oh, okay, so I'm supposed to be cowering in fear because I'm allegedly going to hell. Guess what? I'm accepting it fully. I can't wait for it. I'm planning it like a vacation, and I'm going to fully enjoy my life because that's where I'm going. Great. I'm going to give them a lap dance down there.
Exactly. Also, it's like, even at the end of that video, like, he kills the devil. It's not like he did a lap dance on God. Like, why are they so, if they think the devil is full of sin and that's a sin, why are they so surprised? Like, why are they like, how could you do that to the devil? It's like, bitch, I thought you didn't like him.
Yeah.
I thought you didn't like him. Like, why?
I thought he wasn't invited to the country club. Now you're saying otherwise.
Now you're like, oh, you shouldn't have done that. And also, it's just so funny. Like, they instill all these fear tactics in us and they make us just like, no, we're going to hell at like fucking 8 years old. I remember screaming and crying to my parents when I was 8 about going to hell because I just learned that what that was. And I was like, I'm going, like, at 8 years old,
right.
Like, so scary. And then when we get older and realize like, oh, that's like fucked up. Like, if these people think we're going to hell, like, let's make a joke about it. Let's cope with it, like, with our trauma through humor. They get so upset. It's like, then don't give us that trauma if you don't want us to cope with it some way.
Well, I think also the very heavy-handed fear tactics, those are the people, they just, their mind pops off or explodes when it's treated with irreverence. You should just be very serious and upset and sad and worried.
I've just like met so many interesting Christians in the past who, oh my God, like, I don't know how, like, throughout high school, I would always date like these guys who were just so, first of all, horrible guys, like horrible families. And then they would lecture me about like having to go to church and like,
wow,
how they didn't like, they'd be like, well, oh my God. It's just like these fucking men that I dated who are Christians. And I feel like men who use the Bible to justify whatever they do all the time are so fucking funny, because like my last boyfriend, like the horrible, shitty one, loved to call himself a Christian, a diehard Christian. Like,
Lollapalooza boyfriend?
Yeah, that one. I know. And first of all, like, I would have never dated him because he lied to me about who the fuck he was for like the first 4 months we were dating.
Yeah.
Like, I thought he was just like me. Like, he literally like studied who I was and my beliefs. He's fucking psycho. And was like, I agree with everything you say. Like, all this stuff. Like,
you like that band too? Like, that's that whole mirroring shit.
Like, with my political views and everything, just really like lied. Like,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden he starts using this like whole Christianity thing. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here? And yeah, he like took me to church one time and I was like, didn't tell me we were going. Oh, just pulls up, takes me there. And I'm like, what the actual fuck? And the whole like, whatever they call it, sermon was just talking about how those who don't believe or those who don't go to church are going straight to hell. And I left and I was like, that was like, one, so fucking dumb. Like, why? Like, I don't care. Like, I left angry because I was like, that was the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Like,
yeah,
whatever they were talking about, I can't remember, because the whole time I was pissed off. I was like, why am I here? First of all, so weird. And then
bad surprise date, by the way. Anyone listening who's trying to figure out what to do for that special someone when COVID is not a thing, this is not one of those things.
Don't do that.
Right.
Especially if you know someone doesn't fucking like God. And so then another thing, like, he was just a horrible cheater, like cheated on me more than I can count on my fingers and toes. Like,
yeah,
horrible. And he told me, he was like, so I want to stop having sex with you. And it was because like he was cheating on me so much.
He was worn out from the cheating. He
wanted to only have sex with other girls and not me, which is like, you don't have to have sex with me. But like, it was just so fucking random. He's like, so I want to stop having sex with you because like, I've been trying to get more into the Bible. And I know. So funny. I just like really, you know, like want to be more holy, and you're not supposed to have sex till marriage. And I was like, what?
Why have you hanging around then? Not that that is the only reason that you two are together, but if you don't want, you know, if you don't want to be romantic when you're dating, particularly when you're like in high school or college or whatever, you're not married already. It's not like I'm trying to like seek some inner peace, so I need to, you know, be celibate.
Yeah.
It's just more control and power manipulation tactics just to make you suffer.
Exactly. And I feel like that's what so many like Christian people like that do. It's like, oh, let me like, I don't know. It was just so interesting. And then I found out I was cheating. I was like, you fuckface. Like,
what page of the Bible is that in? The old passage, doth not have sex with thy partner, so thou can spread thy seed on, you know, the beds of many others or something.
Yeah, like whatever the fuck they say. Yeah.
I forgot the other part. And probably you won't clean it up or get rid of the condom. You'll just throw it in the sheets so they can find it later on. Because that tracks, right, with that type of personality.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, so weird. So weird. But there's an interesting video somebody made about me.
I've been excited to enjoy this with you. And once you told me about it, I saw the photo of it and I thought, oh, dear, that should be our new cover art. But we already had the cover art. So, you know, let's see. I pulled it up. And we're going to
have it up.
I have it ready to go. It's when I pulled it up too, it autoplayed and I was like, ah, no, wait.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, I can't watch this alone. It'll be too scary.
This is going to be fun because I haven't even like watched the full thing. I watched like 4 minutes and was like, what am I watching right now?
So we'll just sample it. We don't want to feast
the
on
the five
this.
Likes are sending me.
Oh my God.
Wait. Look at, go down. Read the description. Yeah. He edited something.
Okay, so the description, this is from Holy Ghost Riding the Whip. Really catchy handle there. Chrissy Dunn sent her socks bots to discredit this video. Look at the like-dislike ration. Thank you, beautiful bimbo. Thanks for the shout-out. I'm Lou Reed Metal Machine Music to bimbos. Wow. Okay, so Lou Reed's Metal Machine Music. Oh. Let me pull that up for a second so you can get a sense of what they're referring to. It's basically saying, I love being an irritant. This is what the whole album sounds like. That's all I'm going to play. Basically,
what
Lou Reed.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Lou Reed was at the height of his speed problems at that time and put out a 64-minute album of nothing but that noise and then pretended that it was a classical piece.
I'm dead. He responded to my comment.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So you.
His eyes had question marks.
Let's see. View two replies from Holy Ghost Riding the Whip. 20 people, zombie, idiot bimbos like this testify to how long gone dis internet is. Jesus saves, Jesus gang.
Why is he typing like that? Like,
he does all caps, but then switches off of it. So I guess that is really meant to be said in a forceful manner. And then the second account is in more sort of normal typing. But I'm sure the text is quite bizarre. Let's see. Is this Chrissy account? I cannot tell. I done seen your previous life with Clark Legend. Maine, you beautiful earth angel bimbo lady. We pray for your success. We send in nothing but love and Jesus saves. Thank you, Chrissy, for sending all your followers over here. Though they dislike and hate, we rapping with them. In the name of Jesus, rescue those souls. God bless you, beautiful earth.
There's more.
Read more. Oh my God. Wow.
Wait, he compliments me so aggressively, then is like, you're going to hell, like, fuck you.
Yeah, this is a weird mixture of attacks, of approaches. Let's see. God bless you, beautiful. Oh, beautiful earth angel bimbo lady. I mean, it didn't quite make sense when it just ended with beautiful earth. Now that it makes more sense, it still doesn't make much sense. Now, you is so special. Okay, you got something right there. You is in our prayers. This ain't the traumatic Christian life you was raised with. This is Jesus every day, all time, forever. Throw out those traumatic lukewarm.
What?
That's it. That's the end of the sentence. Throw out those traumatic lukewarm. I've been done known what you went through, because I went through it just like you, except I ain't no beautiful earth angel lady like you is. This is real stuff. Jesus saves. Gang banging with Jesus. Jesus gang. Hallelujah, Chrissy lady. Well.
I'm just so confused why he is typing like this as just like a white guy. Like he, I like heard his voice and he, like, I'm just so lost. Like, what are you doing?
Well, he's gangbanging with Jesus. So, I mean, now that we know that, I mean, it's a little more clear, right? Gangbanging with Jesus.
My God, these comments.
So, let's take a dive in, especially for the listeners and viewers who haven't enjoyed this piece of work yet. Now, the title says, A period, New Jersey, NJ Drive, riding with Jesus. Now, there's an H on the with here, by the way. So,
yeah, what on earth? The beginning looks like one of those horror movies.
It does.
That are like only recorded with like a video camera, you know, like from that point of view. It's so weird.
Kind of like Blair Witch kind of style.
Yeah.
Now, YouTube is loading, and I think it's trying to protect us from what we're about to hear and see.
The unknown mysteries. Beyond the cosmos, God, the creator of this universe. And we ask a question. What and why are there bimbos?
That, great sound design. Yeah.
And this is the episode. Jesus saves bimbos. That's you, HIBC,
yes.
Chrissy Chalampeka.
Okay.
Oh, it's so nice to co-host a show with you, Chrissy Chalampeka.
What on earth? He's like, I have studied you. I'm like, learn how to say my last name first. Are you kidding? I love the poster art. I want it in my room.
I know. We're going to, maybe we can get the original from him. But in the meantime, we can create our own. And then anyone listening, we'll put up a little clip and you try to recreate it. Let's see your best fan artwork interpretation of this devotional piece to Chrissy Chalampeka.
Maybe say my last name right, but
it's the Chrissy Chalampeka challenge. And I'd like to also point out that you were credited as HIBC. So it's head in bitch charge, apparently. Not head bitch in charge, but HIBC or
Wait, that's
bimbo.
What that means?
Well, I mean, because usually head bitch, you know, I just know the expression head bitch in charge, right? So in this case, maybe he's saying head bimbo in charge. However, it's head in bimbo charge because it's HIBC.
I'm loving this. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's
it's
right, everyone.
It's 30 minutes long.
And we are 46 seconds in.
Chalp, chapstick, palinka. I'm just kidding. Chalp. Pack.
Oh, and he's funny, too. Chapstick, palinka.
The comedian came out. Great one, dude.
Thank you, Jesus, for bringing this hilarious person into our lives.
God.
It's a game. Woo. Yeah, it just, I thought it was an act, but I don't know, man. I think she's pretty serious. Got a lot of venom in her, you know? It can't be healthy for you. It can't be good for your skin, honey.
Venom?
Venom.
Skin looks great. Fuck off.
I was going to say, if it's venom that you're using, it's working beautifully. So.
Thank you. I know. My skin.
Right? Radiant.
Meanwhile, Radiant. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. I don't think we've seen. No, I guess we saw him in the car, the very opening frame. But we'll have a look. We'll have a look.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Okay, so for anyone just listening, now we've seen the Jesus Gang scrawl on the pink poster board, and now we see that on his car, it says Jesus Gang in sort of white waxy letters.
So weird.
All right. Yeah. Jesus loves all bimbos. Bimbo Christ life. This one goes out to you, honey. HIBC. I looked at your videos, you know, here's a painting I made for you. I don't know if you saw it, but the message is, you know, Jesus is the perfect man for you, honey. You need to get with him. Because you done get, some guy tore you apart, you know? I don't know. Yeah, it seems like it. Yeah, venom. Holy,
what
you,
is
honey.
That? What is that? What, did you see the thing? Did you see the cup holder?
He drew me? Yes, that is green, like it is moldy. First of all, though, he literally painted a portrait of me, guys. Like,
yeah.
He's like, oh, God, we have to save her. Sits down, studies me. This guy is psychotic, like studies me, paints a portrait of me. And also, like, the little bashes, like, you've got venom in you, and then, like, calling me honey, it's like, hello?
Yeah, and some guy tore you apart. I mean, these are all sort of sexually disturbing ways of talking about whatever he's talking about, because that's still unclear. But just his general vibe is, like, ugh, just horrifying.
Yeah, I put my little bun down for this. Let's watch. Oh, my God.
Yeah. You can't have the bun for this. You know, you need your protection.
Oh, God. My hair protects me.
Because you're the HIVC. Actually, let's say you're the bimbo Christ. Let's say that.
What on earth has happened? I'm so lost. This is like actual fan behavior. Like,
yeah.
Posters, you know, painting like a
right.
portrait of me.
Yeah. Lest it seem like I was not shocked by that. Just the horror of whatever is in that cup holder was so disturbing. And I didn't expect it because I'm already, you know, it's like there's like one bad smell in the room and then someone comes through with another bad smell and waves it right under your face. And you're like, what's good? Mm-hmm. What's that? So that painting is super horrifying, just super creepy. And apparently this person owns a lot of pink poster board.
Yeah.
That can't be good for you. If you had all that heat, you all high on that heat dust, you know?
Oh, no.
That can't be good. I'm surprised you don't have... No, I shouldn't say. Does anger make you... I was angry this morning.
Wow, he was angry this morning. What a shocker.
I wonder what he was about to say. I'm surprised you don't... What?
I know. I know. What was it that you were holding back?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Come on now.
My pants. My white pants. I got... I don't know how the heck that happened. I was riding a bike. Yeah, maybe I'll get gas tomorrow. I gotta go. I wanna go take a walk, man. It's beautiful. It's been beautiful weather out here today. It's always beautiful, you know? God is good. God is great. Hallelujah. And when that brother, Rene Level Martinez, does a hallelujah, man, it's one of the best. He says hallelujah after everything, man. The guy is definitely, you know, he was touched by the hand of God or the Holy Spirit.
This gentleman's touched by something, for sure.
What is he talking about?
I guess Raul Jimenez.
Rene.
It's just word salad. It's like just gobbledygook.
Oh my goodness, this is so interesting.
I know, you could take everything that's said in this, put it in a word scrambler, and it would make just about as much sense.
Yep.
This gentleman strikes me as someone who was sort of in a band for a while, maybe. Maybe it didn't go so well.
Something happened, and yeah, he has found the Lord, which, okay, but stop talking about me. Girly, I don't need the Lord. I'm okay.
Yeah, you're doing just fine. You got your venom and the great skin and all that.
I'm full of venom.
That's right. And your HIBC.
Thank you.
The Holy Ghost. All right. I'll do a little more talking about Chrissy. You know, I looked at her gram, man. She's all on that, you know, all that libtard rage, you know?
Oh, okay, okay. So we found the first key to everything here. Libtard rage.
You cannot say... What? That is...
This is a Trump supporter. They say shit like that.
But there's something after this that makes me confused, because I did see this part.
Oh, there's so wait, there's something in this that makes you confused?
There's a few things in this.
Just like one thing. There's like one thing. All right. Hang on. I'm going to rewind a little bit to the libtard thing.
All right.
Sip of that stuff.
A little more talking about Chrissy. You know, I looked at her gram, man. She's all on that, you know, all that libtard rage, you know? And, you know, when I say Jesus saves, baby, I'm not talking about, like, conservatism or any of that stuff. You know, those kind of Christians, man, you know, those Christians are shit, you know? They're a bunch of deceivers, those kind of conservative Christians, you know? Conservative or libtard Christians, I don't know if there exists such a thing. But the real deal here, honey, is that Jesus is the truth.
Okay. Yeah. What?
Okay. This is why I'm confused, because he makes fun of me for being a liberal.
Yeah.
Or have, you know.
A libtard.
And then, like, what? And then goes on to say that conservative Christians aren't going to heaven either. And I'm like, what? Like...
He seems
who
to
are we talking about?
Like he's defining. No, I'm not talking about them conservative Christians, which sort of boggles the mind, because, like you said, well, if the libtard stuff is bad, then the conservative stuff is good, right? No. Apparently, neither group are good.
Yeah, but apparently Jesus is still coming to save somebody.
Somebody. Apparently, he thinks him. And let's find out. I guess maybe he'll say maybe who else? Yeah. Wow. This is vexing. For sure.
And this whole world is made of lies. You got to be feeling a kind of way to be all pissed off. If it's a character, you know, and I'm pretty sure it's a... I'm not pretty sure. I think that there's a chance here. It's a 50-50. Like, you believe some of this stuff or you don't. but the character's taken a really hard turn, a hard left turn, man. And it's like really
from your early stuff, apparently. Your character's taking a really hard turn from your early, like, light, funny stuff. Yeah, that's what the fuck is he talking about?
What is he talking about? I've been posting the same shit since I got on the internet when I was like 14. Right. He's saying this like he knows me, like, whoa, girl, like, you really went off the deep end, like, girl. And it's like, you do not know who I am. Like, nobody on the internet knows. You
really?
Know?
Like, yeah, yeah. But then also when he's like, baby, creepy. Just creepy, right?
So weird. All these like pet names, it's like, hello?
Like at first you were really funny, you know, but now it's just like, whoa, lady, you are like venom. Toxic, man. You know?
Oh my God. He's drinking the green stuff that was in the fucking cup holder.
Shut up. And it's not matcha, guys. It looks a lot worse.
This is not, there's no TikTok thing where it's like, go to Starbucks and order this. You can't, because it's some kind of unholy green stew of some kind. And the cup is filthy.
I'm so, what did he think was funny at first? Like,
right. What was your classic period that he's talking to, about here?
This venom. Okay, this is a thing. That last little part I want to sample in my first song.
Perfect.
That whole the venom stuff. It's going to be a sample in my next song. So
which,
thank you.
Which could be called I Am Venom.
I Am Venom. Oh, there we go. We're done. Doing it.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
See, collaborations come in the most unlikely form sometime.
Sometimes.
Don't you want to live a life of love?
What the fuck?
That's what bimbos do, man. They're not like...
Oh, this is good because he's clearing up what bimbos are and what they should be.
Like, what does he mean? Like, that's what bimbos do. Like, first of all, the new age bimbo is doing whatever he wants. And if you're mad that, like, people are calling your religion out, you should maybe rethink what you believe in.
We're just lucky that we have the guidebook here to explain to us how
yes,
to be
you.
And live and do.
He's the holy one.
But so humble, because he hasn't said that yet. But, you know, we know. Mm. We know.
We know.
That are LGBTQ, bad, gay.
Wait.
I kissed a woman, beep, beep.
Okay.
I love a woman. I tell my mom, beep, beep. That
I got to rewind that because I got to, what?
Like bots that are.
Okay, that's the bit that we missed, the bots. I was like, what?
Bimbos do, man.
That's what bimbos
do. They're not like bots that are LGBTQ, bad, gay. I kissed a woman, beep, beep. I love a woman. I tell my mom, beep, beep, that I am bisexual. Beep, beep, beep. This just in, CNN news report. Boy comes out of closet and says that he wants to kiss a woman, but she has...
Wait, what? What? A beep, beep. A beep, beep, beep. A beep. I love women. I love a woman. A woman.
He's a woman.
A beep beep.
What the fuck? CNN report. Boy comes out of the closet.
Wants to kiss a
Boy
girl.
Boy comes out of the closet. Wants to kiss a girl.
I remember one time when I was young and I had to admit to my mom that I wanted to kiss a girl. It was one of the hardest days of my life. I had to build up to it over months, years even. You know?
It's
beep beep.
So bimbos cannot be bisexual, you're saying? What is happening here?
Yeah, and he said, did he just say bisexual? And then let's.
He did.
Okay.
Let's keep going. Let's keep going.
Okay,
let's see.
Okay, because I could rewind and reanalyze and play that part for hours, but you know we do have to keep going. I'm sure we'll might revisit this. Beep beep.
Has to be a boy. Back to you, Fred Hampton, or not Fred Hampton. Back to you, Alex, or Trebek, God rest your soul. What was that? Was that my car? What the heck? What in the heck?
I don't know if you have your turn signal on.
Busy over here by the gas pump, so I ain't gonna stop over. But yeah, you know, there's a bunch of like, there's the script. You're all reading from the same fucking script, man. The cancel culture script. Chrissy, you're contributing to it, man. You got like how many followers? My sister said 3 million. I couldn't even watch these videos, man. I just was like, shit. You know, I remember.
So he couldn't watch the videos, but he knows what's in them. So that's amazing, right? So yet another miraculous aspect. Maybe he is the Lord, right? Maybe he is the Savior because he gets all this information without actually watching the videos.
But then he says he watched them. Then he's like, I can't get through them. And then he's like, I've watched all your videos and they used to be funny. It's so funny. Is he saying I'm contributing to cancel culture by holding like homophobes and men and people that are just shitty accountable, kind of? Like, it's just so funny. Like, I just publicly speak about like, hey, don't be a shitty person and also love yourself. And he's like, girl, no.
Baby, you don't need to be doing that.
What the actual heck? This beep, is beep. So funny. That was the weirdest part.
Yeah. And it'd be great to sample that and make something with it, but one wouldn't want to hear his voice all the time.
No, no.
That's the problem. That's the problem. Yeah. So let's funny. Get back to Mr. Mr. Making Sense.
I remember like this compilation of the bimbo stuff, and I was like, man, okay, this is smart. This is good. This is good shit, man. This is good art. Oh, but now. Now she's running away with the MSM narrative shit, you know. Gonna dye her hair, pastel colors, or maybe more of a baby pink, you know. Gonna go around with a BML shirt. And we done told you that shit is.
By the way, I just want to point out that we're big supporters of BML. You're wearing some BML shirts. So nothing gets past this guy.
My pink hair.
Yeah. Going on about BML.
Wait, what did he say? This is the weird part. He compliments me and then also doesn't. Like, he's like, I loved your bimbo stuff. So clever. So smart. But now you're on the MSM. What?
I was going to ask you if that was a secret hidden agenda, because I'd never heard of it before.
I've never heard of MSM.
Yeah, that's not even like a sex code or anything. You know what I mean? Like
M for M.
Yeah, that's...
What does MSM mean?
I don't know. Maybe I'll put some Jeopardy music under this part, because apparently on CNN, Alex Trebek was the one they would throw back to after doing a report on the beep, 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 beep.
He said, okay, mainstream media is what that means, but isn't that... Isn't fucking everything mainstream?
Yeah, everything's mainstream. Yeah, except for this video.
So my stuff I did before, which is exactly what I do now, was super clever. But now I'm on some MSM stuff. Okay.
You drank the Kool-Aid and then dyed your hair the same color as that Kool-Aid.
I dyed my hair and then said I was gay, and now here we are.
This reminds me of every idiot that would say, well, that band's okay, yeah, but they kind of like lost their way. Like, their early stuff is cool. It's the same thing.
My early stuff was like 2 months ago. What are you talking about? Right.
Way back when, you know.
What?
Before you even knew what BML was.
BML. That is... This guy's a genius. This is comedy.
Yeah, this is amazing stuff. This is amazing stuff.
You know, I'm going to go around with a BML shirt. And we done told you that shit is co-opted, man. The grassroots days are and have been done.
Yeah, that's true. BML really has been just sucked into the corporate world, hasn't it?
What is he talking? I'm so lost.
I know, me too. Me too. But he knows a lot about BML. So I guess we'll go back to him.
All movements, they all come to a crashing conclusion when they go toe-to-toe with each other in the arena of political theater. Don't matter what side you're on, because at the end of the day, it's a war machine, and the war machine gotta make them war bucks. And Chalpeca. You know? It doesn't look like you're doing too well there. We pray for you.
Yeah, see, compared to this guy, you're really struggling in life, right? You're really not doing too well. Poor Chrissy.
Yeah. God doesn't love her.
Because, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's just all about the war machine and the war bucks.
Yeah, of course. Whatever that fucking means, I'm so lost. This is so funny.
Right. Yeah, I know. Like, what that has to do with you, I'll never know.
He is just saying everything that goes through his head. Like, he's not sitting and thinking. He's just talking.
Yeah. There's no filter, and there's apparently no differentiation between good and bad or, you know, white and black in terms of, like, subject matter. It's just all the same, right? It's like hot and cold. The same thing. Same thing.
It's the compliments and then the dissing me for me. It's like, do you like me? I think you might have a little crush on me.
I think that might probably be the case. Yeah, maybe he preferred the blonde hair. Doesn't quite know how to say it.
Yeah.
So should we continue?
Let's do a little more.
Let's do a little more. And then we'll return to this another time because I feel like the entire thing in one sitting is oof.
Yeah. We'll do a part two to this.
She was very, you know, you probably touched a lot of people's lives. Y'all just saying the same, you're just saying the same game, man. Saying the same game. And it ain't translate well, man. You know? It's gonna lead to tech, you know, it's already tech obligards. You know,
I'm sorry, what was that? I have to wind it back. It's all going to tech cobble cards.
It's gonna lead to tech, you know, it's already tech obble cards, you know, tech monarchies.
Oh, okay.
It's all going towards that fucking thing, man. It's gonna cancel us all out.
This is basically like if you just took all the headlines from all the major news organizations and put them in a word scrambler.
Yeah, is he saying that I am the cause of technology wiping us out? That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, I think that's the overriding, I think, message and the reason you're Venom. Also, this weird thing about you're just saying the same thing everyone else is. Isn't that the opposite of the truth? Isn't that why people are so interested in what you have to say?
I don't even know at this point. Yeah. If I'm saying the same thing as everyone else, I'm just being myself. Like, I don't...
Yeah. And if other people are echoing the statements, or the sentiments, rather, then maybe that's how a lot of people feel.
Yeah. This is so entertaining.
We'll dive in for a little bit more. And I wonder if he has a recipe on his site for that disgusting green stuff in the filthy cup.
Yeah. What on earth is that? He keeps drinking it.
No, he's... well, you know what it is? He's so busy. You can tell he's a man who doesn't waste time. So he's on from this appointment to that appointment. He's going to have his meals in the car.
I get it. Been there.
And it's, you know, you can only think this way, you know? It's leading to that. The people that don't see this, man, it's just shit. It's just the most obvious shit, man. It don't get any more obvious than that, you know? Damn. You got people saying 1984 like they read the book, man. I actually read the book. People just say it. They don't know what it means. The trash guys, they threw out my fucking sign, man. They threw out my COVID-1984. So I got to make a new one, you know? I guess somebody got all salty about it, you know? Peanuts.
Okay. I see. He's somebody who doesn't believe in COVID.
Okay, yeah.
This is starting to make sense why he's the way he is.
He's clearly suffering from paranoid schizophrenia. Like, doesn't that seem to be the only thing that makes sense? And that's not to shade anyone with any mental illness, but it seems like a lot of people who fall prey to, like, either Q or that shit or the COVID deniers, all this stuff. They are actually in need of psychiatric help. It's just like a Dungeons and Dragons type game for them to go into to thread all of their thoughts through, and then have a reason why they think this stuff and why that they don't mesh in with society, etc. Some could say that the religion stuff is also a comfy, cozy place for folks like that to hide in.
That's interesting. Yeah, that would make sense.
Because we need something to make sense.
At this point, it's like I can tell there's something odd, like something, not odd, just something's going on.
Yeah, there's something's
and
going
I have,
on.
And I have, something's going on here. And I don't know what I did that, you know, made him want to latch onto that, but okay.
And also back to the comments that we read before watching this, there is an aspect of what is it that this person's after? Because, you know, thank you for sending the people here. It's kind of like, hey, thanks for the shout out. I'm so happy that people are here looking at my stuff.
Yeah, like what? I just want to know the overall message. I also like how he says in the thing, Chrissy Shapeka sent her, is he trying to say sex bots? He says sock spots.
Chrissy Cholombuka and the sock bots. That's the new record coming to you.
Oh my God, yes. New song coming out so soon.
That's right, from Campling the HIBC.
What on? I am...
A few more minutes or a minute or two, 30
Let's
seconds?
Let's do about 30 seconds more. Let's do about 30 seconds.
I think that's fair. And I'm going to wind it back just a little because when he said something about salty, when I hit pause, he started to say peanuts. So I really got to know what the logic thread here is.
Yeah, where is this going?
They threw out my COVID 1984, so I got to make a new one.
COVID. It's COVID 1984. Yeah.
You know, I guess somebody got all salty about it, you know? Peanuts to them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I know people that died of COVID. I'm sure you do. But it doesn't... The survival rate, the measurements, the drastic measurements being taken into effect, a complete mess. Complete bullshit. People, man, I've been 8 hours a day, man. I'm wearing a fucking mask, man. It's just a gator. It's this thing, which makes me look like a priest when it's down like this. This is how it should be worn, I suppose. Where today is a very warm day. I'm feeling it right now, man. It's so warm. And people practice the unsanitary method of wearing a mask. We gotta go to work. I gotta get my temperature checked every fucking day. How ethical is that?
I think that's a perfect moment to pause this for another time to resume. And I have to ask, how long was he at that stoplight for?
A while.
A really long time. I'm pretty sure he cycled through the green, the yellow, and the red again.
What? Like, how does any of this have to do with me? He'll bring me up and then go into something like 1984.
Yeah.
Like anti-mask, unsanitary.
Unsanitary. Like, it's a, oh, wait, no. It makes sense because of this. It's a very warm day today.
That was so...
Let's hear that part just one more time because I want to hear the belch again, too. I think it really punctuates it nicely.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Very warm day. I'm feeling it right now, man. It's so warm. And people practice the unsanitary method of wearing a mask. We gotta go to work. I gotta get my temperature checked every fucking day.
Wow. So I know that everyone listening is like, please more, but we want to save the gold, you know, for another time. We can't give it all to you at once.
That was so trippy.
That was really trippy. I mean, it'd be interesting to dig through that and find the stuff more specific to you. But then again, I'm fascinated by all the other stuff he peppers in there.
This is the most interesting video I've ever watched.
So see, in a way, it did. It's at the top of some chart, for sure.
Yeah, like, thank you.
Right. Good work there, Junior. So gangbanging with the Jesus gang. That's the other thing that I keep thinking of with this gentleman.
Gangbanging. Like,
with the Jesus gang. Yeah. I want to see how many other videos they have. Oh, this is only at 327 views. What a shame. It's always sad when really wonderful works are ignored. Okay, so some other playlists. Burniture advertised burning spirits. I think, yeah, What's Left, that's a playlist. Oh, but the T is a crucifix. And there's a Join the Choir Invisible. There's some music stuff. Black Nylon, Let's Talk About Sex, Baby. Okay, this is very interesting mixture of things. I think we'll do a sampling of his other works at another time. Yes.
Yes.
Another time. So that's a nice tease. That's a nice promise for the future.
Wow.
I know what to say after something like that. How about this? What are your feelings when you start, or how did it feel when you first started getting attention like this from such unusual and provocative sources?
I think it's so funny because this isn't even the first YouTube video I've seen that's so like...
Turned like up about you? Like, yeah.
Yeah, like one was like, Chrissy Shapeka, what did he say? Self-confessing man-hater and gold digger. And I was like, okay. And that's my header on Twitter because I think it's so funny. And I just like, I don't know. I think it's funny. Like, I never get like, why did they do that? Because these aren't people I necessarily respect.
Really? What a shock.
What a shock. It's more so funny just to like make content out of it and just like.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's interesting to see what these people have to say because usually somewhere in there, they're an anti-masker or a homophobe or a racist. And it's like, ah, there we go. Like,
right.
Your opinion is not valid. Thank you.
Yeah. It's like that. Oh, what a surprise when you then hear the rest of the gobbledygook that comes out and what's really at the core of their being.
Yeah, It's quite funny. It's quite funny. I do enjoy it. So if any of y'all who hate me are listening right now, keep making those videos so we can do some fun commentary.
Exactly. Please. We love the content. So keep doing your thing. We'll keep doing ours.
For sure. Thank you. Making me money.
Ooh, see you next Tuesday.